I've been a Rav a while already, and I've encountered different issues in the communities which need focus and tikkun. What I've seen in the last 5-6 years, and each year gets worse than the year before, is lo yumen ki yesuper in terms of the damage being done. If I could borrow the expression, I'll call it the silent killer. It's very silent, very private, and very deadly. Kemat, not a week goes by when I don't have to deal with a Shalom Bayis problem, or a problem in Chinuch Habanim Rabbanus, or a Bacher that will call me up, a very fine Bacher, at least what is left of a very fine Bacher, will call me up crying, begging for help. In the last week and a half, I had 3 of them. Lo yumen ki yesuper, because every Yetzer Hara we've had until now was public enough that we can deal with it. This, by definition, is something you lock the door, you stay late in the office, and you're good to go. And no one's the wiser. There is nobody that can claim that either they're not affected, or the family member, or a neighbor, or the chaver sitting next to them in shul, or the chavrusa sitting across from them in yeshiva. If you discounted it until now, you're going to have to take my word for it when I say that there is no single problem facing the Yechidim and Klal Yisrael and communities at large. There's no bigger problem than this. Nothing even comes close. There's a chayv kaddish to do something now before there's no semblance of kedusha left in Klal Yisrael. And I don't say that lightly. The shock that I have every week where I get a new case is the level and sophistication of the people that I'm dealing with. Keep in mind, the people that come to me are so from and so upset about what's going on, they won't talk to their rav. That means that there are thousands of people, I hope not from my community, who never even bring up in the rav. It's none of my rabbi's business. I don't talk to my rabbi unless there's a levaya going on. So we're talking about a very high echelon of people who are interested in their ruchnius, interested in their learning. They're just uncomfortable discussing this. It is kemat, I hate to sound pessimistic. If you have unrestricted internet in the house, internet that's not filtered and reported, both, I would say there's a higher than 90% chance people have been nishul in your house already. And if it hasn't happened yet, there's more than 90% chance it will happen. And if it's not happening at home, it's happening in the office. The complaints I've received is that, well, the Obama's speaking about aren't dealing with reality. I have it in the office, I have it at home, or I have it only in the office, or only at home. But I have it, I have access to it, I have it now in my palm, I have it on my, every cell phone's getting it. I have it, and therefore, if they tell me not to have it, I just close down and it's not going to get it to me. Which is perhaps why we're losing the battle. You gotta be aware of what's going on and what the sakana is. And if we don't get this under control, I don't want to think about what the next generation is going to look like. If you believe all of what I said, 3/4 of what I said, I'm very, very content. I will tell you that I also am underreporting the problem. You will never know this, because as much as you talk to your friends, the Rabbanim hear more about the dangers and the fallout than you will ever hear. I hear more in a month than you will hear in 20 years. So you have to take my word for it. This is a silent killer. I've never seen it so bad. And my only optimistic note, which I'd like to end on, is that it's a sure simon that the Mashiach is coming very soon, because the Yetzer Hara realizes that very soon he's going to be out of business. So Hashem gave him full usage of every ammunition he get his hands on to bring the last of the Yidden down. So he's given full, he can't have any more shlita than this. There's nothing left. Our job is to beat him, so when the Mashiach walks in, there are still some Heluga from Yidden who have minds that are focusing on Kedusha V'Torah. And Mitzvah Hashem will all be zeichet to see that with Karav.